This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One day you look in the mirror,
yeah,
and it happens.
Yikes.
That youthful face you've known your whole life is gone. And staring back at you, the withered husk of what you once were.
I'm melting.
You know, when you were a kid, you think about, like, looking old.
Yeah.
You don't think you'll have these feelings until you're, like, 70, 80, right?
Yeah.
But it happens way faster than you
think. Oh, yeah, it does.
And it turns out Americans now are not taking it laying down anymore.
But all this stuff is expensive.
So it depends on what you're trying to do.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. More Americans than ever are going out of their way to try and look younger.
All right.
So we have a study in front of us done by the Pew Research Institute, and they discovered that at least half of American adults have or would try things to not make them appear as old as they are.
Okay.
And they give several examples. For example, 1 in 3 American adults admit to coloring their hair to cover up grays.
Right.
About 60% say they'd consider doing it in the future. 1 in 5 American adults say they've taken anti-aging supplements like collagen or antioxidants. Those are really big right now, Kimmy, for like millennials.
Okay.
Around 55% of Americans say they'd consider doing that. But the most shocking number.
Yeah. Let's get to the knife.
Oh, almost 1 in 5 Americans right now,
yeah,
say they would at least consider getting some kind of surgical cosmetic treatment to keep their youthful complexion.
Carve it up.
20%.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Of Americans.
Go under the knife.
Say they would do this.
We're not talking like Botox.
No.
We're talking like straight up like
Botox
surgery.
Tough.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, Botox is not technically surgery. She's right. This is surgical cosmetic.
You laying down.
So we as a country have decided we don't want to get old.
Nope.
And we're going to do something about it.
We want to look good.
I'm actually surprised those numbers aren't higher because this isn't men. This is both women
this
and
people,
men.
Yes. Yeah.
And like even just for like the hair dyeing thing, I'm surprised it's not way higher.
Unless these women were afraid it would get out that they were admitting they're coloring their hair.
No, but I mean, I think
what
a lot of women
guys
admit they
their
color their hair.
Ridiculous.
I mean
you color your hair before you get grays because you know you want. That's the one I would think like would be the easiest to do.
It was
the least painful.
But it was specifically said to cover gray,
yeah.
So maybe there
okay.
are women that don't need to.
Right.
I mean, not everybody goes gray.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What age did you look in the mirror and felt you looked old? Because we all remember that day.
Mm-hmm.
Where you caught a glimpse of yourself, your hairline was further back, you had lines in your forehead, lines in your cheek, bags in your eyes, carry like $100 worth of groceries. Do you remember how old you were when you started to be like, oh, my God?
Oh, yeah.
How old?
I think I was about 30, mid-30s, and I remember what I saw.
What'd you say?
And it was gray hair, but not on my head, on my chest.
Oh.
You went gray on your chest before
first.
Your head?
Yeah. And I started weird. Looking like my Uncle Dom.
You know what he looks like with his shirt off? He looks like a Dalmatian that's run through Chernobyl.
Fast. Very fast. No, but like I was like, God damn, man. It was like one rogue. Big old long gray chest hair, man. Right dead center, too.
So is it mid-30s for everyone? Because I had like 33, 34. I looked in the mirror one day and I was like, what happened to your face?
Well, the partying starts catching up with you, too.
Well, I think it's...
Oh, buddy!
Too many late nights.
It's the age where you can no longer pass for being in your 20s. Because I think maybe when you turn 30, like, you could still blend with that crowd. Once you get like a little past that, you're no longer a part of the 20 and over crowd. Like the 20 to 30 crowd anymore. Like...
So,
you just different lifestyle. You're tired now. It all catches up with you.
So tired. So you're saying then, Kimmy,
yeah.
Once we no longer look 20, that's when we start to see ourselves as old.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
When did you start to do something about yourself looking old? Was
I
it?
I did that. So I went really gray quick. Like I was 40 and like a ghost. So that's when I dyed my hair.
So you started dyeing your hair at 40?
Yeah.
Kimmy, have you done anything? Because you look terrible.
I mean, I dye my hair.
Okay. Do you have grays?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The grays have started to come in a little bit.
Really?
Yep. Wow. You know what? I'm worried, too, because like in my family, I have cousins like my age that have gone completely gray already. I think it's like a genetic thing.
So what's weird is a buddy of mine, his wife,
yeah,
went gray at like 27.
Yeah.
And like she left it.
Shows up early.
Well, yeah. I guess if you do it early, then it just becomes you.
But it's like I've noticed. Yeah. So there are women getting their hair dyed gray, like women in their 20s and 30s. It's become like a trendy thing.
Why would you dye it gray?
I don't know. But like it's become like an acceptable thing.
Maybe a young gray-haired
I don't have enough to
out.
Go like full gray. It's just like that I could notice certain spots where it's popping up.
Has your husband seen your gray hair?
Yeah.
Does it bother
I mean, you
him?
Could see it if you look closely.
Okay.
That's the least frightening thing on
the her. Gray doesn't scare me as much as like I know.
Stupid boob joke.
The gray doesn't bother you, you said.
I don't even know where you're going with that. No, the gray doesn't bother me as much as like stuff like you said that you'd have to fix via painful things.
Okay.
Like, yeah, like getting a needle in your face or like some kind of surgery.
So you've never done Botox?
No.
Would you do Botox?
I don't have a problem with doing
he's
Botox.
Too young.
No, she's not.
I'm not. I wouldn't be excited about it.
She old?
No,
I wouldn't be excited about it, but I would.
What
do
a
it.
Needle of poison in your face?
It's what's just botulism.
It's yeah, not, how does that even work,
bro?
Man?
That freaks me out. This is my wife's business, and it freaks me out.
I know, and people love it.
I mean, I shouldn't say that. My wife is.
You tried to get me to do it.
Well, no, I just wanted to see what your forehead would look like
with poison in it.
His forehead has so many lines in it. If he got Botox, it would fall over his eyes. He'd look like a basset hound. No, like my wife does more medical dermatology than cosmetic dermatology, right? But she's done Botox. She's gotten Botox, and it freaks me out. It freaks me out.
It all looks so goddamn painful.
I agree with you, man, but I mean, you got to go to the right place so they don't give you that frozen
don't
face.
Don't chintz.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, even if you go to the right place, you don't know how your body, sometimes they just don't know how your body's going to react to it.
252-WCMF. All right, so with these numbers we have in front of us, 1 in 3 American adults admit to coloring their hair to cover gray, 60% said they'd consider. 1 in 5. Say they take anti-aging supplements, 55% said they consider, and almost 1 in 5 Americans now say they would consider getting some kind of surgical cosmetic treatment to keep that youthful complexion. Why now? Why is there this explosion all of a sudden?
It's got to be social media. Because you're looking at more beautiful people constantly on your phone.
Yeah, right. And people that are aging in reverse. Like, I mean, like famous people, obviously, like that's a whole other level.
Yeah, they don't age.
But when you're seeing people that are the same age as you not look your age, it is something that you're constantly bombarded by.
I think it's even more simpler than that.
What's that?
So, like, if you have an iPhone, I don't know what it's like for Android. They'll send you, like, memories of, like, pictures from in the past.
Oh, what you used to look like?
Yes. Every day you're getting a photo of what you looked like 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And then you're looking at yourself in the camera and
no,
the
you're
phone.
Now you're looking at your father.
Like, I mean, but that's just it. Like, my dad, your dad, our parents weren't bombarded with pictures of themselves from 20 years ago.
But now you look like them.
Exactly. I think you can also argue easier access increases people wanting to do this
to get cosmetic stuff done.
Well, just anything like you could like those supplements we brought up, like collagen and stuff like that. You can get that at Wegmans.
You can also get that stuff on like that bombards you with like rub beef fat on your face.
Yep.
And they'll sell you the spray.
Yep. And then when it comes to like Botox and stuff like that, there are med spas all over the greater Rochester area that you can go
They'll
walk
come
in
to your house and do it.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, that didn't exist 20 years ago, right? My mother didn't have the ability to get a needle stuck in her face to, like, make herself look
better. Yeah.
Can I throw out one that never gets discussed but may have the biggest effect?
What was that?
So we're waiting longer now to get married.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The average age of a first marriage in America today is 30. In 1956, it was 21.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at a picture of yourself at 21 versus a picture of yourself at 30.
Oh, yeah, you're busted.
There's a marked difference.
Oh, yeah, you're raggedy.
If I'm still on the prowl as a single person at 29, I have to do all I can to try and keep myself looking desirable to the
you
opposite
shoot
sex
up.
If my goal is to settle down and one day meet somebody and spend my life with them.
You got to, like, dip your face in Botox. Like a Botox dipping station.
But think about that, man.
Yeah.
Right? Like, 21 years old, you don't have to do a damn. You could stay up all night, drink, smoke, get high, wake up the next day, and you look fresh as a daisy. Mm-hmm. You do that at 30, you look like somebody set your face on fire and they put it out with a clean.
No, I have a single friend who, not so much like the surgical stuff, but like every time we go out, like she never goes out without lashes on, like the fake lashes. Because she's always like, well, I mean, what if I meet somebody? You never know like when you're going to meet
somebody. It was good.
Yeah, so like she's always like at her best, even if we're just going out for a beer or something.
I guess eventually you will see every one of your sins on your face.
Yeah, no, I mean, but
all the partying, all the bad choices show up.
But there's no way to explain that to a kid.
No, you can't.
You don't believe it.
No.
Because you're right, man. Like, when you're in your 20s, man, you're just going out.
You're going to live forever.
Yeah.
This is going
to
be.
But here's the thing. It also has to matter to you. I mean, it matters to more people now than ever, but it doesn't matter to everybody.
No, true.
Because, like, all right, look, I will say this. Personally, one thing that scares me, I'm going to try and age gracefully. Well, just age.
When are you going to start?
What I mean by that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the hair replacement, even though I'm losing my hair.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do the Botox or the collagen or whatever. I am me, right?
No, but you lost a lot of weight.
Okay, but that actually
you quit
hurt.
The smokes.
The losing the weight makes you look older.
No, but you quit the smokes, which really ages your ass.
Sure.
Smoking.
Sure.
You don't drink like you used to.
Okay, but I look way older than I am, and I'm fine with that.
I mean, where are you going? Yeah.
I do worry.
Right.
20 years from now, with so many people trying to do things to look young, that I am going to look. Just by
terrible.
Not doing anything, 1,000 times worse by comparison.
You may cave and fix it up.
I'm not going to. I know me. I don't care. And like I said, my wife's a dermatologist. This is her bag.
Yeah, by the way, you got it made.
She has kept herself looking amazing.
She looks amazing.
Thank you. She is 7 years older than me, and she looks 5 years younger. Yep. And I am scared when I am 50 and she is 57, that's going
to
look like.
You may have to step up, though.
I ain't doing it.
Here's why.
Why?
Because y'all go out to these fancy like doctor dinners.
Yeah.
She can't be like a top dermatologist and have ragamuffin mug over here.
Ragamuffin mug.
Yeah, you're gonna have to fix that thing up.
Look, okay.
What?
Look who's talking.
I'm not married to a dermatologist.
Like
it's bad business for her to say they're gonna go. Why don't you fix your husband?
She's a medical dermatologist. You know, there are people that specialize in.
You are kind of a blank canvas for her.
Right. Like, you're a sales tool.
I'm not doing that.
People will be like, how'd you let your husband get to this
You got to get your face fixed. You got to get your chops fixed. I told you this a long time ago.
And it's only going to take one comment,
no,
I think.
The rest already left.
Folks.
I think it only
your
takes like one.
Your face looks like the Catskills.
Boo.
You
look like you're trying to sell me a used car in Soviet Russia in 1987. It gets 8 hectares on a thimble full of gasoline.
Renzo Kerosene. What are you talking about?
Damn it. Sorry, Kimmy. Go ahead.
I think it's only going to take like one small comment to get so far under your skin that you're ready to do something. Like whenever somebody says, oh, you look tired or anything along those lines and you don't feel tired in that moment, you're like, oh, crap.
No, it happened to me the other day. I'm telling you, Kimmy.
Under my eyes right now.
Whatever.
I'm past this. So I was hanging out with some hockey dads, you know, on my daughter's team. And there's a couple of
guys. Those guys are always good looking.
There are some really good looking hockey dads.
Yeah, yeah. They're in the NHL.
So I had my kids young.
Yeah.
Right? Like my oldest was born when I was 23. So I have always been younger than all the other dads. So like we're talking and shooting the crap and he brings up something and I go, it's a little before my time. And he goes, how old are you? And I go, I'm 39. He goes, no, you're not. I'm like, no, I'm 39. He goes, no, seriously. What are you, like 45? And I go, no, I'm 39. And he realized what he did. And he goes, yeah, no, I know.
Sure.
West Side chain smoking.
It happens all the time. Yeah. It hasn't gotten me to do anything.
All right.
I don't care.
Right, baby, okay. You're just used to
enjoy
it.
What you got.
But no, you're the opposite. You're doing everything you can to try and hold on to the ugly that you are. Like, that's what's so
this
funny.
This is hard to say.
You do the most.
It would be way worse if I didn't try.
No, I don't think it can be worse. I don't think it can be worse.
It could.
No, how? How? What, is he going to have one more neck? He's already got 5 of them.
Yeah, but you can't see him because of my shirt.
Yeah, no, that turtleneck's really holding
this
back.
This isn't a turtleneck.
Would you paint your chin gray? 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Christine. Hey, Christine.
Hi, how are you?
Great, what's up?
I think women, when you have a significant other, like, for a long time, and that person passes away, is when you realize that you have taken on a whole new face because you are no longer associated with the specific other.
Okay.
And that makes you look old.
All right, so
that's
you...
when I realized I was old.
All right, so how old were you when your partner passed away?
I was 48.
Okay, that's pretty. That's very
young. That's
young.
Yeah.
Very young. All right, so at that point, was it because you were getting back on the dating scene eventually, or because like you didn't have that partner?
You never
to...
looked at yourself as like a single person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think when you're married, as long as we have all been, and Kimmy will find this as she goes, you mirror your partner to a point. And when that part of you is gone is when you look in the mirror and realize you have a whole different personality, a whole different face, a whole different life. And that, I think, is for women Like, I still color my hair because I don't want the grays. And that's, you know, but I also highlight my hair too. So it's more of like just for me, but I would be happy to go gray if I, when I get to that point.
But you ain't going to get none. You got to go out and get you some, girl.
I already got some. I'm on the next marriage, so I'm still getting some. So I don't have that problem. But
you know what they say, when my, no play for Mr. Gray.
Mrs. Gray.
Or Mrs. Gray, too. Mrs. Grace.
Mrs. Gray. But it is 50 Shades sometimes, so it's all right. 50 Shades of Gray is good.
Don't.
Nobody, but I think it's like, if Pat, you cut your beard, you'll take on a whole different look.
My wife won't let me. This beard stays because my wife wants as little of my face as possible.
Well, we appreciate your wife more and more every
day.
See,
like, I was trying to be nice.
That.
I hate you so much. I hate you as a human being. Christy, but thank you for sharing that story. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say, you're still attractive for being old, so that's all right.
All right.
I was trying to be nice, but
yeah,
I'll just call back on Tuesday and just go that way. Try to be nice on a Thursday. Doesn't work with you.
Bye!
But have a...
I get what she's saying. I think that could apply to people who get divorced, too.
Okay.
Like, you know, you're so set in your ways, and then when all of a sudden you have this big lifestyle change, well, you kind of reassess who you are and maybe start to look at yourself differently.
Well, you got to clean yourself up a little bit.
Yeah.
No, but again, like...
You can't be leaning on your partner.
But here's the other problem.
Especially if you're going to go out and meet people.
Look, I get where she's coming from there, and Kimmy's absolutely right in tagging that, like, with that back end thing. Mm-hmm. But, like, we've also seen examples of guys come free in divorce in their 50s, 60s,
mm-hmm.
and they try to do stuff to look younger, and it makes them look 10 years older.
Well, yeah, I mean...
You look like a clown. You look like a clown.
Right. There's a difference between cleaning yourself up and trying to hip yourself up.
Well,
you can clean yourself up, just make yourself presentable to your point, and then you try to hip yourself up too much, and then you miss.
But there's a fine line.
The very fine line.
And like, you know, you don't want to look like that youth pastor who's 40 years old wearing a tight Abercrombie and Fitch T-shirt.
That guy's always in prison anyway.
We'll take one more call. 252-WCMF. More Americans than ever are and are considering doing things to make themselves look younger, whether it's hair coloring, whether it's taking things like collagen, whether it is legitimate Botox or cosmetic surgery. Eric has got the last word on CMF. Hey, Eric, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, folks. On behalf of those of us who wouldn't change a single thing, I'm here to represent.
Okay.
I took off all my hair on New Year's Eve 2020. I would never want to grow hair again. I have a full beard, and I wear my grays proudly every day.
Were you going bald, and you just said, F it, I'm taking it all off?
Yep.
All right.
I knew you were just giving up.
No.
I own myself, sir. Thank you.
Oh, you own giving up.
Oh, yeah. All day.
I am the mayor of giving up.
Well, here's the thing, though. He shaved his head, and I'm looking at you. He may have more hair than you have right now.
What's that?
All right, Eric, are you married? You got a girlfriend? What's the sitch?
No, sir. I am totally single.
What?
How old are you?
I'm 34.
All right.
Wait, 34?
But here's the thing.
Some guys accept their baldness early.
No, but he's throwing in the whole towel. He don't care about nothing.
No, and I'm not looking either.
But here's the thing. Like at 29, because you would have been 29 when you shaved your head in 2020, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's young enough where people will only remember you as a bald guy. It's a good move. If you pull the trigger early, it's the smartest thing you can do.
But you got to step up in other areas when you go full skin.
He's got the beard.
Yeah.
He stepped up.
No,
I'm talking about how
beard.
You dress, how you carry yourself.
Okay, what's your standard getting up to go outside?
He's
outfit?
In it now.
I don't go out.
No, I mean like to leave the house every day.
I just make sure that I don't have a ton of strays and that I'm wearing clothes that are clean. That's it.
So like hoodie, jeans, that kind of situation?
Yep.
All right. I mean, it all checks out. If he's happy, good for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He owns it.
Bro, you go get your hair dyed, and you're the ugliest man I've ever seen.
I own it, bro. I own. I'm the king. I'm the mayor of Mr. Dietown.
Eric, thanks for the call, buddy. Enjoy your bald head.
And your loneliness.
Bye.
There goes.
Lonely Eric.
He's fine with it. He's owning it.
Let him own it.
Yeah, own it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank God the state's getting on this now. Because it's becoming more and more common. And there is a point where once you hit a certain level, you can't get rid of it.
Oh.
This is like dystopian future nightmare scary.
Really?
Because you shouldn't have to pay for your car to be safe.
Oh. Like they could like hold it for ransom?
Exactly.
Oh.
Everyone tries to get as much money out of you as possible.
Oh, yeah.
And that has started in the car game.
So what's going on with the car?
There is a new idea that cars are being built with all the features in them already.
Yeah.
Right? So the features are in the car ready to roll.
Mm.
But you cannot unlock these features
unless
you pay a monthly subscription.
Oh.
The first time we saw this commercially in America was a couple of years ago when BMW started charging $80 a year for Apple CarPlay.
Okay.
So if you wanted your Apple phone to connect to the car, okay, it was going to be an annual subscription fee of $80 a year. They faced a ton of backlash, and they dropped it.
Mm.
But other car companies have jumped in. For example, GM offers their Super Cruise system. It gives you premium add-ons such as stuff involving your heated seats, stuff involving your radio, things like that. And the state of New York does not like this at all. There is legislation now in Albany that will ban companies from charging monthly or annual fees for features that are already built.
Like you already bought it, and that was the deal when I bought the car.
You got it.
Okay.
And the tipping point always has to do with the most amount of greed, because there are new cars now.
Or they don't.
You have to.
You want that airbag to work? No.
Close.
I'm joking.
No, you're not that far off.
Oh.
You know what the anti-collision notification system is?
Yeah, it beeps when you get too close to something.
Oh, no, this is a system that alerts emergency personnel after a crash.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like the OnStar type of thing.
There are now cars that are charging you a subscription service for the automatic emergency alert system.
Oh.
It's already built in the
car. I thought that was always an extra charge.
So you could add it on.
Okay.
Like you could get it put in the car.
Yeah.
These cars have it.
Gotcha.
It has been statistically proven to save lives. But you cannot access it in these new cars unless you pay a monthly fee.
Doesn't my phone have something similar built into it when something happens?
Depending on the phone.
Like a newer phone.
But again, it depends on the phone and if the phone trips, if that were to happen.
So the reason I ask this, so twice when I've been outside, I've hit my head. And every time I do, like, and everybody's in bed, but I bump my head.
Mm-hmm.
My watch wants to know if I've been hurt. Like it goes, are you injured? Like it's trying to like say, do we need to call somebody? So I'm thinking if I'm in a car accident, doesn't my watch already kind of do that?
I guess it depends on the...
Or do I have to get out of the car and run into a tree?
I mean, for your age that you put in, yeah, it would probably go off.
Yeah.
Because it's more sensitive the older you are.
Oh, good.
I have a theory that you're going to see this more and more with other things once the video game generation starts to control things. Because remember as a kid, anytime you'd get like a video game, like you'd get the basics.
Yeah.
But if you wanted anything extra... Even though it was already there, like you could see it, but it had that little lock on it. You'd have to pay or buy something else to unlock it.
It's where it started.
And it was like as a kid, that was like the first time I ever remember like being teased with something like that. And but it's already here. But I already have it. I already bought the game. Why'd I have to pay more?
No, I agree with that. That was the slope that we started sliding down there. So the good news.
This is good news.
This has passed both the chambers of the New York State Legislature. It now just has to be delivered and signed by the governor, and it looks like it's going to happen. But people that are against this legislation.
That want this to happen.
To be subscription. They argue that if you don't allow companies to do this, the price of cars overall are going to go up because...
Well, that's why I'm surprised they don't still bury it in the sticker anyway to begin with.
But here's the thing. They've already paid to put it in the car,
right,
and they're charging...
There.
Like, if I buy the car and I never turn on the subscription, does that mean the car company is losing money selling me the car? No.
No, because I'm not using it.
Then they wouldn't sell me the car in the first place,
right.
So you're lying.
And I already paid for them to put it in the car.
It's in the car.
Yeah. So, yeah, you already paid the upcharge for that.
So Matthew writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. He says, Mitsubishi's been doing this for years with heated seats, alert systems, and remote
start. Wait, my seat won't get hot anymore?
Even though you can't.
It's the button's right there.
Yes. You have to pay for a subscription to heated seats. I've heard about the remote start subscription.
Oh.
That you have the remote start built into the car, but it will not work unless you pay
so
the fee.
So there is I know what you're talking about because I did lease a car where – you had to have the app to turn it on. And if once your free trial of the app went away, then you lost the ability to remote start your car.
Some of that stuff I might just lapse and go, oh, screw it.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know?
But again, like if you get in a car accident and you don't have anyone to come and find you.
Yeah, you just have to yell or run out and hit your head in a tree.
I encourage you to hit your head at any opportunity you have.
You don't have to encourage. I do it many times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.